I really do appreciate you coming to a thing because you didn't have to. And it's really easy not to go to things. It is so much easier not to do things than to do them. That you would do anything is totally remarkable. Percentage-wise, it is 100% easier not to do things than to do them. And so much fun not to do them, especially when you were supposed to do them. In terms of, like, instant relief, canceling plans is like heroin. It is an amazing feeling. Such instant joy. Kids don't like that. Kids always want to do stuff. Kids get angry. They go, "Aw, we didn't do anything all day." You ever ask an adult what they did over the weekend and they say they didn't do anything? Their faces light up. You're like, "What'd you do this weekend?" I did nothing. I did nothing at all. Did we do anything? No, I didn't do anything.
I spent a lifetime looking for you. Single bars and good time lovers were never true. Playing a fool's game, hoping to win. And telling those sweet lies and losing again. And I did everything I could to get me through the night. Don't know where it started or where it might end. I turned to a stranger, just like a friend.
Best known for using that song in the movie Urban Cowboy. Did you ever see that, or is that before your time? Well, you got to pull that microphone within a...
That is way before my time.
Really?
Yes.
Urban Cowboy is way before your time with John Travolta? Oh, no. I feel so old. I feel old and decrepit. Hold on. My back hurts just thinking about that.
Well, my back hurts, too.
So. Urban Cowboy is way before your time.
I would say so, because I've never heard of it. So yeah.
You never heard of Urban Cowboy?
No.
Oh, no. You know what? You work at the library?
Yes, I
do. Go to the DVD section.
Okay.
And pull out Urban Cowboy, the movie with John Travolta. And take a look at it. It's a great movie. I don't care if you like country music or not. It's a great movie. Urban Cowboy. Oh.
I will write that down.
He made that right after he made Saturday Night Fever. You heard of that, right? Oh, come on. One of the biggest disco movies in history, Saturday Night Fever. With the Bee Gees. You heard of the Bee Gees?
I am so sorry.
I'm going to the old age home after this show's over today. I can't take another second of it. Hold on, let me get my cane and get a cup of warm tea. All right. Oh, man, do I feel old. Okay. Anyway, Evelyn Garcia, business manager for the Racine Public Library, is here. A lot going on at the library.
Yes, there is a lot going on.
Wait to get my list up here because I made a list of all the things going on there. And that's not my list. Hold on. I got my list here under the word
Evelyn Garcia. I put
All
your
right.
name on there. Okay. Let's start off with, is this today or tomorrow, the Local Authors Showcase?
So the Local Authors Showcase is actually on Saturday, April 27th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
So this Saturday.
Yes, that is correct. So what starts today is actually the spring book sale with the Friends of the Library. That's today. And that's actually for those who are members from noon to 6 p.m. And if you are not a member, you can always become a member of the Friends of the Library for $10. And you can find that at the lobby desk. Just come in between 12 and 6 p.m. today for the pre-sale. And then it's open to the public on Friday, April 26th. And Saturday, April 27th.
Now, I'm pretty sure that my guest tomorrow is one of your authors who's going to be there. Do you know the list?
Yes, I have the list.
Is Carol Gianforte on the list?
Let me take a look.
I think she is. Carol Gianforte. She wrote a book, and I'm reading it right now with my wife. My wife reads to me at night.
Okay.
You don't see her? I'm going to ask her.
She is. She's actually Gianforte. She is on the list.
She wrote a book about her house on Carlisle Avenue. And I love the book. I love it. It's really good. And my wife reads to me at night because I don't like reading. I mean, it's okay. But when somebody reads to you who knows how to read and she doesn't stumble through words, my wife reads to me. And we're reading that book now. And then I'm going to read Bob Barry's book after that. It's such a great book. And what we did was we went to the house on Carlisle. We drove by. I took a picture of it. So at least I know what I'm hearing in the book. And she, you know, she's about my age, maybe a little older than me. And she doesn't look it, though. And she's talking about her memories as a child there and how things progressed. And the children who lived next door are now adults. They have their own kids. One of their kids passed away in a horrible way. But you lived through all this. Your life experiences with her neighbors on Carlisle Avenue over the years, from growing to a child to an adult. Used to repair the house. Used to get up on his ladder. And after a while, he couldn't do that anymore. And as he got older, talks about the first television they got. Her father was against getting the television. You know, this confounded thing. I don't believe in television. It's against God. Or whatever he said. Anyway, he broke down and got a TV. And she talks about putting up the antenna for the first time, how they finally got the TV in the neighborhood. And it's a great book.
I'll have to read it. I know you mentioned it last time, too, when I was here.
Yeah. I'm glad she's going to be there tomorrow. Yeah. We have a lot of local books at home because we go to a lot of events, and I'll buy the book, and I'll read it at a later date. My wife will read it to me at a later date. I can read, by the way, just so you know. I know how to read. It's just I like to lay in bed with my head back and close my eyes and have her read to me because I can picture everything. So anyway, so I'm glad she's going to be there. Who else is going to be there?
Yeah. So we'll also have Jean Arnold, Dean Uber, Montgomery Aisha, Emmanuel Beecham, Cheryl, Doug, Anita, Carol, as you mentioned, Laura Gillott, Kathy, Giorgio, Rory Graves, Rihanna Johnson, Gerald Kerwoski, Robert Katzman, Stephen, Tiffany Stevenson, Liz Tolzma.
These are all local authors who wrote books.
That is correct. So they'll be there on Saturday, April 27th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. They'll be on the second floor and the business center and the community room. So they'll be kind of a little bit scattered all around. This is for all ages. No registration is required. So yeah, come on over, visit our showcase of local authors.
Somebody told me everybody's got a book in them. Everybody's got a book in them. You can write a book. You've got experiences. You don't think about it. It's boring. It's not boring. If you tell it in an interesting way, it becomes interesting. You know, I've been in radio for half a century, and I'm sure I got a book in me somewhere.
I mean,
I worked at a lot of places, met a lot of interesting celebrities and people like yourself. And, I probably could. I write stories on the Facebook page for my very first radio station that I worked at when I was a teenager. And I'm up to story. I just finished story number 30 on there. And there are things I remember about working there for 7 years, from 18 years old till I left. And the people who are still alive that worked there at the time say, wow, I remember this story. Wow. And it's just interesting stories about the time we spent there, and they love it. Now, it's probably of no interest to anybody else, but, you know. So anyway, so that's coming up, and that'll be Saturday. What did my wife tell me it was today? All right, that'll be Saturday.
Yep. The showcase is Saturday. Today is the Friends of the Library books, spring book sale.
Okay, now what kind of books do you sell? Just the overstocks and doubles and things that are just, you know, out of date or what?
So actually, they sell all types of books. They have somewhere from inspirational books to kids' books, any type of book. So these are all donated items that we no longer need at the library. So there's hardcover books, fiction, nonfiction, all ages, books that are they are at a discounted price, and all proceeds support the Racine Library.
That's good, because you got to get that money in there some way. Tax dollars only go so far.
That is correct.
And you got to figure, you know, ingenious ways how to get the money in there. So the book sale is today and lasts through?
And it lasts through Saturday. And then the next one, if you miss this one, we won't have another one until October. So come on in.
Now or never.
Yes.
Okay, so where is the book sale itself?
So the book sale itself is down on the first floor, and we have on the back end of the library, it's the Booktique.
Oh,
so
look at that.
So we have this new area that's just for the books. So back office, business center, walk in, turn to your right, and you will find the Friends of the Library Booktique.
The Pride Quilting Project. I know what quilting is. So what's the Pride Quilting Project?
So this one, it looks like, I'm just going to read the script because I don't know much about it. But it's the library and the LGBT Center of Southeastern Wisconsin, and the Friends of the Racine Public Library are making a community quilt for Pride Month this June, and we need your help. So it's pretty much... they're going to make some quilts, and it looks like they're looking for donations on 100% quilter's quality cotton non-stretch of any pattern. They need 11 by 11s or bigger swatches of red, orange, yellow, green, blue, and purple, and a 5 3/4 and 5 3/4 or bigger swatch of white. Well, light blue,
sounds very
brown, and black, right? It's like once they start putting like the measurements in here, I'm like, okay, so.
We need Aunt B of Mayberry to make this thing.
Just, you know, something that's this size, that size. So we need all that. We need yard binding fabric, backing fabric, twin size batting. And they're also going to be looking for facilitators during the Pride Month.
A lot of stuff. Sunny today with a high near 50. Clear tonight, lows 40. Showers, highs near 54. Tomorrow, sunny. Chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 78. Wow. And I double checked it. Showers and thunderstorms, high 68 on Sunday. From the Disney animated film Hercules. Well, the movies made a lot of good songs, didn't they?
Yes, they sure did.
Yeah, a lot of good movies, especially movies you may have heard of. You heard of Hercules, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
You got it. You got it at the library. Go pull out the DVD and watch it. I have it at home. It's really a good movie. And I'm not a fan of animated films. Ever since I saw Bambi and Bambi's mother got blasted away. Ugh. I was one of those people in the theaters that cried. And Bambi's crying. Mama, mama. Oh. And by the way, when I was an adult, I took my daughter to go see it in theater when she was a kid. And I cried like a baby when Bambi started. Not so much when mother got killed by a hunter, but when she, mama, mom, oh, I just cried. And then my daughter's, what are you doing? I don't know, Bambi, I get, oh, man, what a, kids are traumatized by that movie Bambi. You saw that, right?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. And yeah, you are right. I mean, that's one traumatizing moment. I mean, you lose your parent regardless, right?
Mama. Oh. All right. You know, I'm getting all teary-eyed now. I figure I'm going home.
Oh, yeah. I know, right? After all this morning, it's like what I'm putting you through.
You didn't put me through. The Bambi thing I thought about. All right. Evelyn Garcia, business manager of Racine Public Library, is here. Now, one other thing they're looking for, food vendors. And these are the guys in those food trucks you see all over town, which is a big thing.
That is correct. So we do have the food vendors, which we have the lunch on Wednesdays starting May 22nd all the way through September 11th. And we are still seeking for vendors. If you have any interest, please reach out to us at 636-9170 or stop at the library or shoot us an email, please. We do have available dates in June, July, August, and September. So if you're a food vendor, please give us a call.
A lot of hungry people there at the library.
Yes.
A lot of people come by there. They're hungry. The Rough Readers, R-U-F-F, Rough Readers.
Yes, the Rough Readers. So we do have this awesome program that boosts the literacy from pre-kindergarten all the way through fifth grade. We are looking for children to sign up for slots. We do have this Monday through Thursday, 4 p.m. to 4:45 is our last 15-minute interval. So come and join us and meet one of our Rough Pals. We have Tundra, Merlin, Siva, Zoe, Snowy, Princess Luna, and we just added three more, Georgia, Tula, and Pepper.
And what are these characters?
So these are dogs. So these are real life.
Oh, they're real dogs.
They're real dogs. Okay. They're real dogs. They come in, they sit, they listen to your child tell the story. Whether you know
I
how to
read.
Yes.
Rough readers,
like, yes.
Rough.
Correct. So it's like, you know, whether you know how to read or you just wanna show them the pictures and you make up the stories. Come on in, sign up for a slot. We are always looking. We are taking a break, so we won't be starting again until June, but we are fully scheduled, so come on in. And
I went to college. I can figure this out. It didn't take me that long. I mean, I went to a university. Look what they turned out. All right, those are the Rough Readers. Those are done. I get it.
Yes.
Audio and podcasting studios. This just set up recently, right?
Yes, yes. So it was set up earlier in 2023, and it was just open recently, so we are good to book you out. And if you want to book a session, there is no cost to you. And we have some equipment in the room. And all you have to do is call us at 619-2560 to book the room. And there is a Logic Pro software, keyboard, speakers, headphones, and microphones.
So what do? You just record and you make a podcast. You get it on the internet.
That I don't know. I think that's...
They do that for you? Or
they probably instruct you on how to do it. I think they have basic knowledge, but if you are knowledgeable and you know how to do this stuff, just come in and use the room.
See, I know how this show is going to be podcast later today, and it's podcast on Apple, Spotify, YouTube podcast, WRJN.com, Civic Media, podcast everywhere. I know how it's done. People at Civic Media take care of it. That's how it's done. I just record it. It mysteriously just winds up on Apple Podcasts later on today or wherever you get your podcast from. That's all I know.
Okay.
Somebody named Luke takes care of it at Civic Media, and I have nothing to do with it. And it magically works every day. So I'm sure they'll instruct you. So you can record your own podcast every day.
Yes.
And become a big internet star.
Correct. So we do have some podcasters that come and use it. And like I said, I mean, the room is available.
Where is the room?
The room is on the second floor inside the Innovation Lab. So...
Does it look like a real studio?
It looks like a real studio, yes. It has like a room inside a room, pretty much.
Okay.
So it's got all the equipment in there.
All these padding things on the wall?
All these paddings in there. Yeah, so it's pretty cool.
You know, I knew I'd wind up my career in a padded room. I just didn't know. I knew I was going to be padded room somewhere. This is the padded room I wound up with. Oh, well, that's great. So if you don't have equipment, a lot of people don't have equipment. You go to the library, you book it in advance, mm-hmm. and you can record a podcast and get it on the internet. And, you know, I had this survey we read recently, and it said, what's the number one job young people want today? And when I was a kid, I wanted to be a policeman. I wanted to be a stock car driver. Wanted to be an ice cream man, you know, driving the Good Humor truck. I wanted to be a disc jockey. Those are the four things, you know, what I wound up with. Anyway, still looking for that Good Humor truck ice cream job. I would love to do that. But the number one job kids want today, YouTube star. That's when they want to become a YouTube star, internet celebrity. They don't want to bother doing anything else. That's what they want to do. And there's a lot of money in it.
There's a lot of money.
I mean, Kim Kardashian made her billions starting off as a YouTube star. I mean, I don't know what else she can do in life, but she's a billionaire, Kim Kardashian. And that's how she started, doing that kind of stuff. And here I am, schlepping on the radio all these years, and I could be doing this on YouTube, making lots and lots of money. All right, Evelyn Garcia is here. We got lots to talk about, things going on at the library, your public library, the Racine Library, right there on the lakefront. If nothing more, just go in there, sit down on the second level. The big picture windows overlook Lake Michigan. Grab a book, start reading it. What a great way to spend the afternoon, just looking at Lake Michigan and watching the shoreline and reading a book. And
with a cup of coffee.
You can bring coffee? You can bring food?
Yeah,
in?
Yeah, you can bring food.
Ooh,
yep, you can bring food.
I didn't know
your
that.
Your lunch.
Wow, really? Yeah. Nothing stinky, though.
I mean, that's your choice, right?
No, nothing stinky. No onions. All right, Evelyn Garcia is here, business manager, Racine Public Library. Sunny today with a high near 50. Don't forget the Brewers are on the road. We'll take on the Pirates in Pittsburgh, 11 a.m. this morning right here at WRGN. And the Yankees are in town all weekend long. All games here on WRGN.
I always play great music. They always have unbelievable sound systems. You get there early, you take advantage of that. You just jam to the best music known to man. Occasionally there's an announcement, but other than that, you're just getting into the music, you know. Yesterday, all my... Would the gentleman who left a briefcase at the security area of Concourse C please return to claim your briefcase? And it seems like all unattended vehicles will be towed away at the owner's expense. Oh, I believe there's been a gate change for flight 207. It'll now be departing out of gate 19. Yesterday.
I love that song. Takes my mind off traveling.
Got you going crazy. It's time to get out. Step out into the street where all of the action is right there at your feet. Well, I know a place where we can dance the whole night away underneath the electric stars. Just come with me and we can shake your blues right away. You'll be doing fine once the music starts. Oh, feel the beat of the rhythm of the night. Celebration starting under the street lights. The scene is being set. A night.
737 WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us here. WRJN 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM. And Evelyn Garcia, business manager for the Racine Public Library, is here. Did you know it's Distracted Awareness Month? Distracted Driver Awareness Month?
I did not.
Well, here you go. Here are the top things that are distracting people on the roads today. Daydreaming. You're not paying attention. All of a sudden, you're zoning out, and before you know it, you're in an ambulance. Cell phones, texting, messing with your GPS, anything to do with a cell phone. Oh, those are the worst things. They should, you know, I remember once I was in New York driving. I went back for a reunion, and I'm driving, and I was on my cell phone, and the drivers are looking at me. I didn't know there was a law passed in New York State. You cannot use a cell phone while driving. And I'm getting these dirty looks from people as we pull up to a stoplight. I didn't know. I didn't know what they're looking at me for. You know. So anyway, cell phones. Looking at stuff outside your vehicle, billboards and so forth. Oh, look at that. There's a naked person. Before you know it, you crashed. That's like the episode on Seinfeld. Remember that? Do you watch Seinfeld at all? You don't watch Seinfeld? Okay. Kramer saw a woman walking around with no top, just a bra, and he crashed the car. And now he had to get an attorney. And she was the heir to the O. Henry candy bar fortune. Henry candy bars. So we're going to take her to the cleaners. And it turns out they didn't. But that, yeah, so he was not looking where he was going. Abusing substances or lacking sleep. They count as distractions as well. Reaching for stuff, like something in the back seat. I don't know if when you were a kid, when we went on long trips, my father used to reach back there. I'm going to, you two don't stop fooling around back there, reaching back there and trying to swing at you. You know?
I think I still do that.
Oh, you do that to your kids?
Oh, yeah, I do that to
you.
Reach
back, you don't stop that back there. And so that causes accidents. Other passengers, dangerous for teen drivers and their friends, always goofing off in the car. Eating and driving, just as dangerous as texting and driving. I think everybody eats.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you look at my car, you'll probably find some French fries hidden under the seat or something like that. Messing with onboard systems like the air conditioner or the radio. Just set the radio to WRJN. Stop messing with it. And pets. You know they have pet restraints now? Dog restraints, like seatbelts? They're like harnesses that you put and you hook the seatbelt up to them.
Yes.
And people drive with dogs. You ever see them on the freeway? They're driving with dogs on their laps.
I don't drive with my dog on the lap, but he does have his seat, his car seat.
Oh, he has a car seat.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Oh, look at mommy taking care of her little baby there.
Yes.
In the car. Yeah, but I see them. You see them with on their laps while they're driving at 70 miles an hour. That dog takes one wrong step on you, and before you know it, you're in the ambulance. Okay, so those are distracted drivers. Distracted Driver Awareness Month. Just thought I'd bring that up to you. Okay, now, we've got some more things to talk about going on at the public library, your public library. Before we get to that big one, with that big vehicle, Coffee and Conversation.
Yes, so Coffee and Conversation happens every second Tuesday of the month, and it's from 1 to 2:30, and it's on the second floor. Now, keep in mind that many of these programs, we do speak Spanish, so they can be held in Spanish. So,
you know, I took 6 years of Spanish, 4 years in high school, 2 years in college. I can remember one word, albondigas.
Albondigas, meatballs.
Meatballs. That's all I can remember. Now I know, you know, hablo inglés or let's see, that's about it.
Okay.
Actually, I can read it. And once I'm reading it, I understand it. One of our courses, when I went to school in New York, we had two Spanish language stations on the radio. This is back in the 70s. And one of them covered the New York Mets in Spanish. And if you know uno, dos, tres, you can follow them around the bases. And the names are in English. So you can actually follow. So our thing was we had to listen to the baseball game in Spanish and write down, you know, what happened. Well, I followed the Mets anyway, so I knew what happened. But yeah, you can follow it, as you know.
Yeah.
And you hear the ball hit and the crowd scream. You know they got a single, so you can figure it out. But yeah, how did I, you know, what's some of the Spanish I learned? I used to write and read so fluently in Spanish, and it just went out of my head. Oh, I was.
You gotta practice it.
Yeah, I think my wife would know. She's Panamanian. You figure she knows some Spanish.
No.
I guess she does. Her mother was from Panama.
Okay.
She must have spoke Spanish fluently. So, all right. Well, anyway. All right. So coffee and conversation could be in English. How do you know By the way, even if it's in Spanish, you might learn something.
Right. So these are majorly held in English, but if you have any Spanish speaking that are interested, yes, it can be offered in Spanish as well.
Yeah, we had a missionary at our church come speak the other day, and he's from, I don't know if he's from Turkey or from somewhere out there, and he gave his whole talk in that language. Luckily, they brought a translator along. There's no way it's going to sit there for 45 minutes and hear him. I didn't know what he was talking about. You know, occasionally you hear the word Jesus, which is in English, mm-hmm. and you can hear it. But yeah, but how did I go 6 years in albondigas meatballs?
And that's all.
That's all I remember. And again, I'm sure if I sat and started thinking about it for a few minutes, I can come up with sentences. I'm trying to think of some of them now because we had them. And sentences like you would never use in real life, like, you know, bring the valet up to my room. When am I going to use that in my life? Bring the valet up. Right. But we had to learn all those things. And I was pretty good. I was fluent. And when our teachers were on strike, they were on strike for a few months when I was in junior year of high school. Some of the teachers still held at their homes. And Miss Costas held her Spanish classes at her house in the basement. So we'd go over there. And she was very nice about it. I remember the college teacher would not let us speak English in the classroom. She said, once you cross that threshold, no English, no English. But what if I want to say something and I can't? You look it up and you figure it out. Mm-hmm. What about if you're in a foreign country? Well, and people who speak English think if you speak it slow enough, people will understand it. You know, I want to know where the restaurant is.
Right.
Everything you speak it slow enough, the person will understand it. I was in Israel once. I didn't speak the language. Luckily, my girlfriend at the time spoke it. She lived there. And luckily, I mean, I couldn't get through that country. It's amazing. And they plop you in there, and I guess you can figure it out. So anyway, coffee and conversation.
Yes.
When does that run?
So that is every second Tuesday of the month from 1 to 2:30 on the second floor.
What if you don't drink coffee?
You don't have to drink coffee. You can bring your tea. We do have tea. We provide coffee, but...
Yeah, because I never drank a cup of coffee in my life. Never,
no?
Never tasted it.
Okay.
I love the smell of it.
So it's pretty cool.
Now the big one here. This is a big one. Why don't you talk about this? Not even on my list. It's so big.
I know. It's the Techmobile. So pretty much I wanted to bring some information on how does the library come to you and your event. So if you ever have any type of event that you need our Techmobile to come to you, go on to our RacineLibrary.info website, and under what's about your library, go under there and you'll fill out the form, and then we come to you, schedule it, we'll be there.
Now, you say you mean a business or...
Yeah, so an event. So any type of event that you have. So, for example, we have some schools like Racine Unified that has events and they need the library to come to you. You just fill out your form and we'll come to you if we have availability. So fill out the form.
And what's in it? You know, give you an idea of what the Techmobile looks like. It looks like it's blue, baby blue. And it looks like those big, giant ambulances.
Yes. So on the side of the Techmobile, there's a TV. And you can plug in your games to it. Inside the Techmobile, there's books. There's technology. There's laptops.
Wow.
And the back of the Techmobile has the ability to blow out bubbles. So it blows out bubbles through the back. So it's a pretty neat... It's almost like the bookmobile, just a smaller version, and it has a lot of technology in it.
And left over from its ambulance stage, you can still get your blood pressure taken. You can lay down on a gurney. It does look like an ambulance. It looks like a big square ambulance, but it's baby blue. And so you can plug stuff.
Yes.
Well, this is just great. Where was this thing hidden all along? Is it new?
So, yes, we just got it in 2023.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty neat.
Yes.
But you still got the bookmobile.
That is correct, yes. The bookmobile still comes out to the different locations, and you can also book that, but that's a little bit more limited since it does have already its stops and so forth. But, you know, if you ever need it, fill out your form.
You know, as a kid, we had one library, and then they built a second library in town, which made the old one, you know, look ancient. But anyway, we had a bookmobile. And we used to wait on the corner, waiting for the bookmobile to show up. We knew the approximate time. It wasn't exact. And they used to pull up, and we all started running in there. They said, one at a time. Hold it. Let's, you know, because it's only thin in there. Mm-hmm. You don't put so many people in. And we all got books at it. And these are pre-selected books by somebody at the library and said, here's what you should be reading. It wasn't huge, but it was, you know. And we just loved going to the bookmobile. I mean, the bookmobile, the library came to our block. I mean, how great is that?
Yeah.
And we didn't have to go schlep over to the library. And it was so good. You couldn't return stuff to it. That you had to return to the library. They didn't take returns. But you could check stuff out. But it was all manual stuff. In other words, they had to write it down on a card. There was no computers back in the 60s to do all that stuff. I used to love going to the bookmobile. So where do you find out the schedule for the bookmobile?
So for the bookmobile, you can find the schedule on the RacineLibrary.info website. So that you can see the location and where they do their stops. And also, if you want to do book reservations and you want to pick them up at the bookmobile, you can do that too.
So, and the techmobile, does that only go to special events or is it roam around town? How does that happen?
It just goes to a special event. Yes, that is correct.
That is just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Evelyn Garcia, business manager, Racine Public Library is here. Quickly, Hospice Alliance is the number one choice for patients facing end of life and empowering those who support them. Hospice Alliance provides comfort and dignity to enhance the quality of life each day. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit HospiceAlliance.org. That's HospiceAlliance.org. Sunshine today, highs near 50 degrees. Clear tonight, lows 40, showers 54 tomorrow. For the weekend, partly sunny, highs near 58 Saturday with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Those same storms can come in on Sunday with a high near 68 right now. Sunny, 31 degrees. Don't forget the Brewers take on the Pirates in Pittsburgh, 11 a.m. this morning, and the Yankees are in town all weekend here on WRJN. Dan Hartman. This is from a movie, not your greatest subject.
No, it's not.
This is from a movie. In 1983, I was out in California visiting some relatives out there. We took my daughter, and we went to Universal Studios, first time I was there, and you get to see, oh, all the movies were made right here. You get to be at the Psycho House from the movie where they filmed Back to the Future. Back to the Future hadn't come out yet. I went later on, and I saw where they filmed that. But we went on the set of a movie that was being filmed. It was a movie called Streets of Fire with Diane Lane and Willem Dafoe. And this was from the movie Streets of Fire, 1983. Song was a hit, movie, not so much. I saw the movie, it wasn't that good. But we were on the set, and they took a break from filming, let our drive our tramway through there. So it was kind of fun to see how the movies are made. Okay, you've got Evelyn Garcia is here, business manager, Racine Public Library. You had another topic you wanted to bring up.
Yes, I also wanted to mention that we do have meeting rooms for your meeting needs. We have five of them. We have rooms that can hold 20 people. We have other rooms that can hold up to 77 people. So, you know, if you need a meeting and you need a meeting room, give your library a call at 636-9170. They do have a cost to rent a room, but it ranges from $25 all the way to $100.
Well, that's pretty neat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when you're going to, you know, plan an overthrow of your company, you can have the meeting with all the people there. Plan your overthrow off the property premises. And, wow, that's kind of neat. I like that. But you brought up something interesting. I didn't know you can get naming rights.
Oh, that is correct. Yes.
Wow, this is like having a stadium named after you. You know,
that is correct.
Like Miller Park, American Family Field, all these. There's only two stadiums in America, or one stadium in America, that does not allow naming rights. Only one stadium, baseball stadium, you cannot get naming rights to because they refuse to do it. Yankee Stadium.
Okay.
They'll never sell it, they said. You'll never have another name except Yankee Stadium. And when it comes to bowl games, there's only one bowl game which will not allow a sponsor name before the name of the game. You know, they have like the Taco Bell Bowl. They've got the all these bowls. The Rose Bowl. Well, then it's always the Rose Bowl presented by. They will not sell naming rights of that. But the library will sell naming rights.
That is correct. Yes, yes, yes. So you, as you know, we're always seeking for donations. So if you give at least $1,000, you join our leadership giving circle. So that what that gives you is at the end of the year, we try to hold a fundraiser event where you can come in for cheese, wine, and so forth.
Really?
Yes. Look and then your and your name gets on our website. But if you would like to have a space named after you, like a study room, maybe it's the business center, it depends on how much money you can donate. So for $25,000, you can get a study room named after you.
The Rosen Study Room.
There you go.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah. So, you know, just whenever you're ready.
When I go to the Racine Theater Guild, they sold naming rights to seats, and they have little things on the seats. And my mother's name is Harriet. My name is Donald. And we have season tickets, my wife and I, and we sit in the Harry and Donald seats. What are the chances of that?
Wow, that is awesome.
Yes, my wife doesn't have a name on the seat, but they're not mine. They're from somebody else named Harriet and somebody else named Donald, and it's just a coincidence we got those seats. So I didn't know you sold naming rights.
Yes, yes, we have that. So wow. And you can find all that information right on our website.
How about the name of the library itself? Wait, but before you say no, I'm thinking to name it after my dog, the Chester Rosen Memorial Library, or the Donald Rosen. Well, I can't say memorial because I'm not dead, but the Donald Rosen Library in Racine for a couple of million, maybe?
Maybe. No, maybe. You never know. No. I mean, you never know.
Well, you know, they do have, I was watching a Leave It to Beaver episode, and on Leave It to Beaver, him and Larry Mondello, you don't know Leave It to Beaver, I'm sure, right? An old TV show. Anyway, Beaver goes into the library, and he's got an overdue book, and he wants to speak to, the name of the library is like the Humphrey Memorial Library. And he says, I'd like to speak to Mr. Humphrey. Oh, Mr. Humphrey's no longer with us. He passed away. How about, can I speak to his wife, Mrs. Humphrey? Oh, she's no longer with us as well. And Larry Mondello says, is there anybody here who's not dead? But yeah, they do have libraries named after people mm-hmm. all the time.
Yeah.
But not here. So you can get places named after. That's interesting.
Yes, yes, yes. So right. Check out our website or give us a call at 636-9170 and we can give you more information.
Talk about the, now we talked about it earlier, people just tuning in. This Saturday, you have a local authors program going on. And one of the authors is going to be my guest tomorrow, Carol Gianforte, who wrote a book. But they have a lot of them going to be there. And are they going to sell the books? Can they sell their own books?
They are going to have books. They're going to be signing your books.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So, yeah. So they'll have everything there.
So tell, and that's, give us the hours. Give us the Saturday.
Sure. And it's going to be Saturday, April 27th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. So come on in and check out our local authors from Racine.
Now, where's that going to be in the library?
That's going to be on the second floor in the adults.
Well, that's just great. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm at the library all the time. I've got library cards. Now, you'd be surprised how many people don't even have a library card. Your tax dollars are paying for this. It is the greatest resource of information you can find in Racine. I don't care if you have to pay for it or not. There's no greater resource of information and entertainment and knowledge than the library.
And I will share one of my stories with you. It's like I went and bought my CPA books for $2,500, didn't realize that the library had them.
Oh,
for
no.
Free.
Oh,
so,
no.
Yes. So it is a good resource. It will save you a lot of money.
There's a scene in the movie The Time Machine from 1960. He goes into the future, like 25,000 years in the future. And the Eloy are there, the people who, you know, they're very calm little young people. And he goes to the library and he goes to pick out a book and it turns to dust. They don't read anymore. They don't use it. And all the libraries were just dust. That's a shame. Mm-hmm. All right, on that happy note, the Racine Public Library and Evelyn Garcia here. We love having the library folks in here talking about all their schedules, things going on there, and all this stuff you can find out on their website and get their newsletters, because that's what I do.
Yes.
I see all this stuff on the newsletters. Thank you, Evelyn.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow, 6 a.m., WRJN. Don Rosen, have a good night. Enjoy yourself. Be careful today, all right?